You're listening to WPSU's This I Believe. Do you start every day with a hot cup of coffee? This week's essayist does. Here's Becca DiGregorio with her essay for WPSU's This I Believe.
Everyone has a Sunday morning tradition. Growing up, mine started at 8 a.m., give or take a few snoozes on my alarm clock. I'd hop out of bed, usually wearing a giant t-shirt that hung down to my knees. Then I'd run downstairs to the kitchen and pick a mug. I'd cross my fingers, hoping to get the blue one with Stowe, Vermont printed on the front. But often that first-rate mug was claimed by my mom, or the dishwasher. So I'd usually settle for a tan kid-sized cup that read, "Hot chocolate, hot chocolate, hot chocolate." My kid self always thought, "Wrong, wrong, wrong." I believe in coffee. In my mug, I'd pour one part coffee and 10 parts milk. Then I'd enjoy my superbly adult drink next to my dad while watching Sunday morning news programs. He'd read his paper, and I'd nod my head, pretending to understand politics. I'd say I was pretty convincing when I synchronized my sips with his. Now, looking back, those Sunday mornings were some insane foreshadowing brewing in the pot. I'm now in my 20s, and I'm the coffee-breathed, aspiring journalist I never thought I'd become. Coffee and current events are some of my main food groups. Coffee has also proven useful to me physically. I'm a headachey person, always have been, and caffeine is one of the major ingredients in most over-the-counter headache medicines. Espresso or Excedrin? I'll take the one that smells and tastes like warmth. The caffeine in coffee is also said to boost metabolism, which burns fat. That's great because I rarely exercise these days. It seems like whenever a bad health finding about coffee pops up, a good one isn't too far behind. Take, for example, the teeth thing. Sure, coffee can leave stains, but some scientists say the antioxidants help offset gum disease. Besides, as an avid 3 cups daily drinker, I've accepted the semi-permanent coat my teeth wear. As I've gotten older, coffee has taken on a whole new meaning. I don't drink it to pretend I'm grown up. I drink it to keep me going while I'm actually growing up. I've got emails to answer and stories to write and trains to catch, all accompanied by a large cup of coffee. My best cups are still poured on the Sundays when I'm back home in Pittsburgh trading sections of the newspaper with my dad. He still explains plenty of headlines to me, especially if they concern healthcare. It may sound bland, but these mornings are the greatest comfort I know. Since I'm in Massachusetts for college most of the year, they're few and far between. When I can make it, extra sugar is in order. Only when I struggle to fall asleep at night due to my caffeine habit do I think about cutting back. But then the morning comes again, and there's only one thing that can motivate me to get out of bed. I believe in coffee.
Becca DiGregorio with her essay for WPSU's This I Believe. DiGregorio was an intern at WPSU-FM this summer. She's a senior at Boston University, majoring in journalism and political science. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's Bookmark. On WPSU's This I Believe, I'm Emily Reddy.